We're at Cowboys training camp here in Oxnard. Coming up in 15 minutes, joining us here by the practice fields will be wide receiver Jalen Tolbert. So stay tuned for that. Last night, Gordo and I, at the same time, were down on the beach watching the sunset. We didn't know each other was down there. I posted a couple of pictures of that incredible sunset, one on my Instagram page and one on Twitter, two different pics. That was a thing of beauty down there, and you were mixing with the locals.
I was mixing with the locals, yes. There was a while where I was in a section that was pretty rough, and I interviewed a few people that I think were about to knife me. So that wasn't so good. So I looked and I found this one guy who was a really went to a different section and found this really well dressed, handsome man who was a graphic designer, and interviewed him. And but yet I still stepped in a bear trap. Even though I select the person in town that it looks the handsomest, most well put together person, there still was an underlying bear trap. Let's see if you can spot what it is. A great guy. His name is Stuart. Hey sir, can I ask you a few questions for the media? I'm here in town. Boy, you have some epic hair. You look like you were were you in a rock band ever?
No. I own a small business here in Toronto.
What kind of business do you do?
I have a small graphic design business here in Ventura called Bears Graphic Design.
Graphic design?
Yeah.
And did you grow up here in town?
No, I've only been here about 15 years. But, I mean, yeah, I like Ventura. It's a really good little town.
And where did you grow up?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where The Outsiders was set.
When I grew up, it's when they filmed that. I watched that. I grew up in a small town called The Bubble where they filmed a lot of that movie.
I'm out here covering the Dallas Cowboys. Do you know much about football?
I'm not much of a sports fan, but I used to watch the Cowboys a lot. But I'm not much of a sports fan anymore.
Okay, have you figured out the bear trap that I've stumbled into?
So he has had throat cancer or something and has one of those voice boxes?
I think so.
Did he have to touch it to speak?
Yeah, he had, and that's the thing, is like I didn't notice it at first because you can't tell. He was wearing like a bandana around his neck, but you don't think anything of that, right, when you first talk to him. And then he put the little whatever that thing is up to his throat that you speak through. I remember there was some marshal, I remember at one of the country clubs we used to go to all the time, he had one of these things.
Yeah.
And there was someone in my family who also had one of these deals.
Little table talk here between me and George.
Yeah.
Do you think he had no idea this guy had one of those,
or do
you
think very strong?
Do you think he knew it?
That this guy had this.
I swear to God,
okay,
I had no idea because he was facing away from me when I first started talking to him at all, and I didn't even realize it until after his second answer because I didn't even see his hand. He just kind of had it up by his bandana at first, and then when I realized I couldn't, I was about to ask him to speak up, and that's when I realized, oh, he can't because this is a mechanical voice. I didn't realize it after he first said his first answer.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
I know. What are the odds?
A guy who can't handle things would get matched up with him.
But anyway, let's continue listening about his life.
But I'm not much of a sports fan anymore.
What Dallas Cowboys do you remember from your past?
Tony Acuff.
Tony Acuff is an incorrect answer, by the way.
Troy Aikman.
I think maybe he was saying Troy Aikman there. I couldn't tell, but he does get some oldies here.
Tony Romo, Troy Aikman. I know quite a few of my men, Roger Van, I know his last name, but that black guy, I can't remember his last name, but I mean, my memory's not real good.
A black guy, you said?
Yeah, his first name is Tony.
Tony Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett.
Yeah, running back.
Yeah.
So they got a few there.
Okay.
They got a few. Got Roger. Tony Romo.
Can I ask you something?
Troy Aikman. Yeah.
Are you ever going to ask him about his voice?
That's for him to bring up.
Okay.
That's for him to bring up. Well, no, because I was like, and then I'm interviewing him, and we actually had a longer conversation. I had to edit it down, you know, for time length or everything. But I was like, do you not play the dude? He's an interesting guy just because he has this voice thing. He's willing to talk to me, and he wants to talk.
Sure.
I tell him it's for radio and everything, and we actually had a good time talking for quite a while after this. So, yeah, I don't know what the call is there. Because it's not, I mean, he's not embarrassed by this thing.
No, he shouldn't.
But knowing you, you always ask, I can't help but notice, you know, how did you come about getting this voice box?
Yeah, you don't let people's dental work get by without some sort of comment.
What work did you do in Oklahoma?
Well, I was a professional chef until I was 25, and then I did done graphic design work and web design work.
Where all have you traveled around?
Actually, I've traveled all over the world. I've been to Paris, London, Amsterdam, all over the United States, because one bride cooked, and part of my job was to travel around and train people how to cook. But after I lost my voice, I was no longer allowed to cook at public restaurants.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because they considered the stoma to be a public health hazard, because there's no way to control what goes in or comes out.
Oh, I got you, yeah. So a health hazard to you, I would assume, yeah.
No, it's a health hazard to the public.
Oh, I see.
Because if I'm around food cooking, it's very unsanitary for me to be around because there's no way for me, like when you close your mouth and stuff, you're able to control what's coming out. But with the stoma, you have no control.
What kind of ring is that you're wearing?
It's actually a pot ring because that's no pot.
Oh, a pot ring.
This huge
pot ring.
Oh.
This huge gold nugget ring that had, I mean, the thing that's probably worth hundreds of dollars, but it had a big pot leaf on it. And he was laughing about this. That is funny that he wears this pot ring. Yeah, so it's got the five leaves on it and everything. How often do you smoke pot?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day. I have a good life. I enjoy my life. I mean, I live in Ventura, and I have my business, and I do good, and I enjoy life. And I look at it, what life is, what you make of it.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have. And you got a nice Harley jacket here. This thing looks brand new. Do you have a...
As you know, I don't ride anymore. I used to, but I don't ride anymore.
What made you give that up? I would assume with the stoma, do bugs like flying there?
No, no.
You got like the healthiest hair I've ever seen in my life. You look like a BG.
I take good care of it. I just got cut today, but I take good, very good care of my hair.
Well, cool. Well, this is an interview that we're going to play on the radio back in Dallas.
All right, cool.
Yeah, cool. You mind if we take a picture together where I can post the thing? Okay, hold on. Let me. Big smile. There you go. Good. And let's do one together. Oh, let me take my glasses off. I'm a lot uglier than you. Perfect. Appreciate it. Take care, man. It was great meeting you, Stuart. Take care.
Oh, yeah.
There it was. Stuart.
Wow, that is one of the...
well-dressed BG who has one of the thingies, the voice thingies. But, yeah, so he told me... We talked for a while after this, and he told me that he used chemicals when he was young, and he breathed them in, and they think that's what gave him... cancer.
Wow.
Like in his throat. And this is like when he was 25.
Wow. Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah. But he's had
got
this,
a good attitude
he's
about
had this
it.
Successful business. He's traveled the world.
Yeah.
He was it sucks that he was a chef before and he had to change jobs because of this cancer that he had gotten from the industrial chemicals that he had used.
Did you post that picture of the two?
I
of
haven't
you?
Yet. I'm about to. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see Stuart.
You understand, we believe you, but it's hard to believe that you would just happen to stumble into...
He was walking away from me.
Okay.
And I picked him out because he was the best-dressed guy who was down there. I mean...
Did he ask where Davey was?
Why would he ask where Davey was?
Because you guys...
Dave.
What?
Used to work together.
No.
All right.
No.
Well, that's anyway, one of your more unique interviews
yeah,
ever.
Yes. He was a nice guy, and I'm glad that I met Stuart.
Yeah, that was very nice.
And I think he did better naming old cowboys than current cowboys have been doing this week.
Okay. Can he name more former cowboys than Jalen Tolbert? Let's find out next.
Find out next.